Dr. Mike Lenore with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org.
Yes! I finally got my first phone!
It is exciting. Let's learn a few things about online safety first.
We can secure our world. Online security depends on you and me. Install updates, make better passwords. Think before you click, use multiple factors. That's how we can secure our world.
Learn more at cisa.gov/secureourworld.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
FDC is disgraceful to me. I'm talking aid for dependent corporations. Free enterprise, ha, the cruelest of lies. It cost us $200 billion just last year. If they paid their fair share, we'd have billions to spare. It's time to tell them the buck stop here. Let's consider Charlie Hurwitz, the CEO at Maxim, holding Redwood Forests hostage in a vicious little tax scam. It's clear cut we picked up the tab for Charlie's union busting, then paid him to pollute our water. Jesus, that's disgusting. Charlie won't repay $500 million that he stole from a Houston SNL. What say we kick him off the dole? It's time to end welfare as we know it. and get those greedy chiselers off the dole. It's time to end welfare as we know it. Teach them a little self-control. For far too long we've allowed these corporate hogs to belly up to the public trough. No more welfare as we know it. No more handouts, cut them off.
That Taco Bell Chihuahua begs for bucks for Frito-Lay. And Poppin' Fresh from Pillsbury needs more dough every day. That thief Ronald McDonald and his sidekick Mayor McCheesy burglarize our treasury in ways that make me queasy. That nasty little mermaid took tax dollars overseas to hire thugs to bring poor Haitian workers to their knees.
It's time to end welfare as we know it and get those greedy chiselers off the dole. It's time to end welfare as we know it. Teach them a little self-control. For far too long we've allowed these corporate hogs to belly up to the public trough. No more welfare as we know it. No more handouts. Cut them off.
They've been picking every pocket here from sea to shining sea. We must intervene to break this cycle of dependency. ADM and Cargill, General Motors, Ford and Boeing, ITT and Lockheed, and that welfare line keeps growing, growing, growing. Now Congress says we can't afford to subsidize the needy, but before we slash the safety net, let's tell the truly greedy.
We're gonna end welfare as we know it and get those greedy chiselers off the dole. We're gonna end welfare as we know it. Teach them a little self-control. For far too long we've allowed these corporate hogs to belly up to the public trough. No more welfare as we know it. No more handouts. Cut them off.
It's for their own good.
No more handouts.
Good morning. I'm Kenny Joe. You're in Pinckney Hall. We will entertain you with some of the best in recorded music for the next hour or so until we hand the mighty WRCT Air Studio over to Zombo. I think he's back this week. I'm sure he'll have some good stories to tell. The song that we opened the show with was by Ann Feeney, the corporate welfare song. That was off of a CD, Have You Been to Jail for Justice? Today, we are highlighting local music. We do that every now and then, maybe three, four times a year. Today, what we'll be doing is we'll be playing, well, let's just say we're not going to go back to the 20th century. We'll be playing some new local music and some recent local music. And of course, we're going to mix in with it some brand new music, which may not be local. Some of it will, though. What else do I have to tell you before we get on with the rest of the show? Well, let's get the PSAs out of the way. How about we do that? That's always a good thing to do. This is the heavy reading part of Pinckney Hall. In 2022, Oxfam will fight inequality to create. I bet they're going to do it in 2023, too. Here, this was a recent one. I thought I wouldn't have to update it, but okay. In 2022, Oxfam will fight inequality to create a future of equal rights and equal treatment so that everyone can thrive, not just survive. At OxfamAmerica.org, learn how you can offer life-saving support to people experiencing crises right now while working to tackle the root causes of poverty and injustice for the long term. Together, let's make equality a reality at Oxfam.org. Brought to you by Oxfam America and WRCT. And now we'll abruptly jump to one of our classic PSAs. Imagine living in a world where you feel it's better to hide from the truth than face reality, where it's easier to bite your tongue than speak your mind, where you gladly give up your freedom because acting on your own is too scary, and where avoiding conflict, no matter how unpleasant things may be, is easier than embracing change. It's scary, but it's real, and it affects millions of us every year, because this is what it can feel like to live with an alcoholic. Anger, fear, embarrassment, hopelessness. But there is a way out. We're Al-Anon family groups, and we know what it's like. To locate an Al-Anon or Alateen group in your community, call 888-4-A-L-A-N-O-N or visit alanon.alateen.org. To help them, you have to help yourself first. Okay. The next track is not a local musician. It is a New York musician, but it's new music. So we're going to start off the next set with that, and then the rest of it will be local.
Take a stand, fight back. Get up on your feet. Through with all this talking, let's all hit the street. Duck and cover, we're under attack. Fight back. Take that. All blindsided by the world. The walls are closing in, the ceiling falling down. That. Let's defend our pride. I tried turning the other cheek. Now I won't let it slide. Running our own lives. Don't ever take flak. Fight back. I've got to admit that we're in way over our heads. Sure, we're outnumbered. I didn't start this fight, but I've got plenty of rage to share. I've had it up to here. Oh, I'm about to break. You're better. Your feet through with all this talking. Let's all hit the street. Duck and cover, we're under attack. Running our own lives, don't ever take flak. It's now or never, come on and join the pack. Fight back. Fight back.
Find one who'd make me a better man. mine. Lucky you, lucky me. Precious gifts are always free. All these souls who are neglected, fortune stepped in and selected. Lucky you and lucky me.
Now, if you're wondering what was in that last set, now you're going to find out. We started it off with Neil Jacobson from his brand new CD. Well, brand new. By the time CDs get here, they're not quite brand new, but it's pretty new. The name of the CD is Typo, and the name of the song that we played, as you may have figured out, is Fight Back. And then we went to local artists. First of all, for the local artist, second in the set was Daryl Fleming in the Public Domain doing High Time to Be Crawling Back from Fable of the Bees. And then we played a song from the Pittsburgh Songwriters Circle 2022 collection by Bob Cook, Lucky Me, Lucky You. We do try to play a variety of tunes on WRCT, but one thing we're committed to is Tender Little Ditties. So that's going to be our Tender Little Ditty for the day. And after that was Denora doing You Dream from their Play Nice EP. If I can say something about Denora, the town. If it wasn't for Denora, we probably wouldn't have the Clean Air Act. And you can find out about that and a whole bunch of other things with this wonderful little museum that is in Denora. A nice little town. And I don't know. I don't drive, so I don't know how long it takes to drive there. I'm going to guess 30 minutes, 40 minutes. But if you're ever looking for something to do, check that out. But call first, because I think its hours are kind of your regular, especially in this ongoing COVID thing that's going on. Let me also say something about the Pittsburgh Songwriter Circle. They do issue an annual CD. They've been doing that for a number of years now. Kenny Joe mistakenly thought that there weren't 2020 and 2021 editions because of COVID, but there were. And Kenny Joe has managed to scare them up. So we're going to be playing, I don't know if we're going to be playing more of them today, but we're definitely going to be playing 2023 today. The 2023 version is out. And in future shows, we'll go back through the 2020 and 21. We got a lot of good songwriters here in Pittsburgh. I don't know, probably every town does. I'm not saying we're better than anyone else, but I know we got some good ones here in Pittsburgh. I don't know about any place else. I haven't lived anyplace else for a long time. Okay, what else am I going to tell you about before we go back to the music? Oh, we better tell you about some more shows here in WRCT. Listen to better music. Let that sink in a minute. Yeah, listen to better music. Consolidation is on Wednesday evenings from 7 to 10 p.m. And then on Friday evenings, we have Viva Lamarck. Hey, do you remember that kid you picked on in high school? Sure you do. Well, we gave him a radio show. Tune in and hear the Mocksters spin the best and worst in indie, punk, classic country, power pop, and so much more. That's Viva Lamarck Friday night starting at 9 with an encore on Tuesday afternoon starting at 2, exclusively here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Okay. Like the first set, the second set's going to start off with non-Pittsburgh new music, and then we'll do local artists for the remaining songs in the set.
Be your This is Annie Mae, the neo-soul songstress, and you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.